Hey, Amy.
Hey Doug, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing all right. I was out of the office yesterday, so I wasn't feeling too well.
Oh, that's. I hope you're feeling better.
Thanks. Just
You
catching up
sound
on
still a
some.
little bit under the weather still, given your voice.
it's getting better, definitely from where I was on Tuesday. But I just wanted to touch base with you. I saw some emails, and you were asking me to give you a call on a couple of deals.
Well, actually, I was calling you on dinner because I'm trying to get, when our meeting that we had on Monday about preferential pricing and seeing what we can do. And I just have a quick question. I talked to my people and they had a couple questions, so I'm going to ask you these questions. I'm sure you can provide. For the online checkout on deck, do 100%
When you
of the
see that,
deals under $40,000 run through the online
we would
checkout?
still consider
Or
it.
doesn't fit the online checkout? Do they underwrite it manually?
Previously from on deck,
Do you
maybe
know?
I don't think
Still
that they underwrite
consider
manually if a deal
it.
doesn't qualify for online checkout. I
It
can
doesn't
tell
qualify
you.
for online
So like in the
checkout. It
past,
probably is declining.
maybe they weren't
Correct?
on deck, so they
No,
maybe didn't grow.
I can tell you
And
what their
then maybe they didn't
parameters are for
qualify for
qualifying for
online
online
because they're
checkout.
only 90 days
On
past.
deck only requires 50% of ownership. So
Yeah,
if there's more than if 50% of ownership has just one PG that satisfies that requirement, that
you
deal
really only
qualifies
need
for
one.
online checkout. However,
Okay.
if it's like two PGs,
And
maybe
how
like
many
25 and
file
25%,
submissions in front of them per
to make up
file?
that 50% ownership, that deal has to be manual docs. So online checkout only works if it's just one person that's
Yeah, I don't
signing the
think that that
documents.
you eventually get to them and then
Okay.
send them off
And
to
online
someone
checkout
else.
also is not available if there's a payoff involved. So if it's a first position approval with no payoff and we have 50% ownership under one PG, then that deal automatically qualifies for online
Yeah, just
checkout. But
normal.
if there's any
Okay.
like nuances
Whatever
where
it
we
says
have to pay
title.
somebody off or there's more
Sure.
than
I don't
one
know what it means on deck,
person
but I would
checking
imagine
out,
because they've had
they won't
problems in
allow
the
for us
past,
to
they're much
do
more willing to
online
do
checkout.
online
It has to be manual docs.
Okay.
So that's a little bit of feedback
Anything other?
there.
Any other things that kind of So if it doesn't qualify, what happens?
If
The
it doesn't
prices may
qualify,
have
sometimes they
changed
will
really
ask for
recently, but
additional
it's really
steps. So
small.
there might be like a bank verification involved, or like sometimes they need to see the tax return in order to verify ownership. If there's any kind of nuances like
I
that
would
isn't
call
caught in the
someone to
underwriting
check
up
on that,
front,
but
then the deal
yeah,
is not eligible
it
for online
doesn't
checkout.
qualify.
So I guess you're right. There is an additional step to other underwriting if a deal doesn't
Okay.
qualify. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. So basically, those are the only two big parameters that it has to fit. It's 50% ownership, one owner signing,
And no
and
payoffs.
if it's and no payoffs. Other than that, if it fits there, if you put input the deal in their online checkout, it fits, you're good. If not, it kind of goes to like a back end underwriting where they'll step for approval.
Correct. And usually with
Okay.
their approval will say eligible for online checkout or not eligible because of these steps. So that's something we know at the stage we get the approval from.
Okay. All right, that was it. And then the pricing, they do the retention pricing for you too, right? Typically, on most deals.
It's not like retention pricing. It's a Cardiff special pricing that we have negotiated with them, and their special, usually with OnDeck, their core pricing has a 2.5% OFI, but their Cardiff special pricing, it basically waives the OFI but allows us to add that to our commission. So we're eligible to make 10 points, where the core pricing we're only eligible to make 8 points, but there's a 2.5% OFI. So in order to absorb that OFI, they add that to the sell rate.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, and
All right. I'm trying to get something. I know to be with OnDeck might be a little bit, but at least to give you guys something to motivate a little bit more to send us more of the offers.
Oh
You know what I
yeah,
mean?
I think in every deal that we send on deck, like you're definitely an option that we consider as well. So
Okay.
it's just a matter of timeliness and who
Comfort
can
zone.
a little bit of comfort zone and who can get us the approval faster. But as far as I'm seeing, like you guys are beating them sometimes in rate, but they almost always issue like an approval like same day unless there's, you know, a long list of steps. So their process is pretty quick as far as the underwriting goes. And from what I'm told, if, you know, the deal fits like certain, if it hits certain points within their model, there's not even an underwriter that touches it. It just, you know, flows through their computer system and pushes out an approval. So it's tough to beat, you know, if they have an automated underwriting system.
Yeah, automated underwriting.
But that can be good. That could be good and bad, you know.
Yeah, because sometimes, for example, if they go through the automated underwriting, you send the contract in, and what happens if that automated didn't pick up something, then it goes to a manual underwriting, it could be, everything could change. Am I correct in assuming that?
Yeah, you are correct.
Okay. Okay. Does that happen
just
very often?
I don't think so. I don't think so. Our rep at OnDeck is similar to the relationship that we have with you. I'm pretty sure he just gets, you know, he gets paid on, you know, how many deals that he funds with us. So he can push things through, go to certain underwriters, get exceptions. But for the most part, the communication is very good with OnDeck.
Okay. Alrighty, that was about it. And then, yeah, a couple of them I sent you, a couple good offers we had. And I think Brian's got one that we're trying to, again, do the DocuSign. They've opened it, so I already emailed him and talked to him about it. So if I need anything else, I'll give you a shout. I hope you feel better.
Yeah, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.